This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean. And in 1988, more than 100 arrests were made at the Salamanca Market when the Tasmanian Gay Law Reform Group defied a ban on a stall that featured petitions to decriminalise sexual activity. But see, this is a serious way. I've dived into serious between consenting men. Now, when you're thinking about that time in Tasmania, homosexuality was still illegal. A lot of stuff was going on. And opening tonight as a part of Midsummer is a play called The Campaign, which looks specifically at Rodney Croom and what was going on at that time and what it was like, and tells us all that story. And joining us now here in the studio on Mad Wednesdays is the writer Campion Decent. Hello.
Hello.
And the actor who is playing as one of his characters, Rodney Croom, Patrick Livesley. Hello and welcome to the show.
Hello, hello. Thank you for having us.
Now, I can't believe it's taken this long for us to actually have work that explores homosexuality in Tasmania, even Rodney Croom, who's fought for rights within our country for so long and has been so prominent and prevalent in regard to that. So, Campion, what was it like looking at all of this situation and all of these stories and putting it together into a work?
It was overwhelming, to
it's
be
a
honest.
Lot, it's a lot. Like, yeah. Even just looking at the topic, I'm like, okay, I know that there's so much there. Yeah. And somehow you need to look at all of that, create all of that, and work that down into art.
Yeah, so basically what we did was we wanted to stage it for the 30th anniversary of the first arrests at yes. Salamanca Markets. So we were aiming for October 2018. And we had a chat to Rodney and Nick Toonan, who was also his partner, his activist partner in crime and his life partner at the time. And we talked to Bob Brown and a few other people, and we said, how would you feel about us, you know, marking this? And they gave us their permission. And so we got to work and just you know, interviewed about 20 different people, went through thousands of pages of Hansard, which was from there was many debates in the Tasmanian Parliament, and looked at a whole lot of archival recordings and, you know, ephemera, Pink Thylacine's newsletters and all this kind of stuff, and just tried to create, weave it together and create a narrative out of that. But it was also a time when I was editor of the Sydney Star Observer for part of that time back in the early 90s. So I knew the story, but visiting it again for a theatrical purpose was a whole different.
It's a whole
kettle
different.
Of fish.
It absolutely is when you have it, look at it from another way, and what it means telling the story of this time. Something I think that's really interesting is when the 30th anniversary marked and the play was put out in Tasmania was actually at the time where there was a lot of TERFs at the Salamanca Market complaining about trans people and the rights of trans people. So it's just really interesting when you look at these fights for equalities and things that keep on happening. Going, it's important to mark them. And important for artworks like this to be able to tell the stories of the individuals and the stories of our communities. It's so exciting. Mm. So what was it like when Rodney saw the work the first time? Weird?
Look, I was terribly nervous. What we did, as an insurance policy, I said to the director, Matt Scholten, I said, I think we need to get Rodney and some of the other key people into the room to hear it in private rather than just bang it on in front of them on opening night. And Rodney turned up along with Christine Milne and quite a few other people, and he had a filthy head cold.
And oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
No.
Oh, no.
And he was really sick, and he said, don't come near me, don't come near me, sort of thing. And then he sat down and he watched it. And I saw him getting his hanky out about halfway through, and I thought, is this the cold or is this emotion? And anyway, he came up to me at the end and he said, I don't care if I give you my cold. And he gave me a big hug. And it was like just the pressure lifted from my shoulders. And I thought, well, that's it. My job is done.
Exactly. If you're making him happy, then everyone else will follow. So, Patrick, what is it like when you're playing an important figure in our communities here within Australia and within the story as well? Has it been really daunting when you look at Rodney and look at Rodney's life and who Rodney is and going, all right, I'm going to now bring this on stage?
Yeah, massively so. I actually only knew Rodney through the marriage equality debate. That was the first time that I'd ever heard his name. And he was, you know, either the author of or was mentioned in every article I shared on Facebook during that period. So I was like, okay, this is an important person. But then when I read, it wasn't until I read the campaign that I actually realised what the history was. And that was the time I'd ever heard it, was reading the campaign. And I just thought that was astonishing that all of that, that whole battle and all of that injustice just has gone under the radar for so many young people.
Yeah.
And so coming up to speed with that and then being like, okay, now I'm going to play Rodney, was enormous. And the pressure is a lot, but also just taking a step back from it and just saying, okay, I'm only telling the story that's on the page right here.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't the life and times of Rodney Croome.
No.
This is Rodney as he meant to this story. And so Campion has crafted it and curated the piece beautifully. And so you can just go on that journey and just know that you're honouring the story as long as you're honouring the text.
And interesting, one of the first things Rodney said to me was, this is not just about me. This is about a whole community of people.
Mm. I mean, honestly, Rodney always says that, and Rodney, but and Rodney has done so much to stand up for us and do so much for us over the years. And it is really interesting when you touch on, well, my knowledge and familiarisation with him was from the Marriage Equality Campaign, and I didn't know all of these things. And suddenly, what is it like when you're looking back at the decriminalisation or criminalisation of homosexuality in Tasmania, and what that means? Because that's a huge part. We forget it. Tasmania have done a lot of work for equality, and a lot has been done for inclusivity and equality in Tasmania in the years to come. But at that time, what that meant and what that spoke for is really huge.
Yeah, it's enormous. And I think assembling a bunch of queer performers into a space to tell this story, you know, emotions run high a lot of the time because telling this stuff is really difficult.
Yeah.
And having to put ourselves back into those shoes. And, you know, I was lucky. I growing up, I received a lot of, you know, kind of peripheral homophobia, but I was kind of lucky that I went to a nice school and no one was ever actively hateful towards me. But then reading this and realizing that at the same time that that was happening, there were people going through really intense struggles that were being reflected at them through the media, in politics, like, yeah. It's
a
really
lot.
Intense.
It's intense. I mean, but it's also really important. And this is why I think it's wonderful, all that work you've done, Campion, to create the work. And it's so great that it's here as a part of Midsummer, because it's a part of Australia's story. Mm. It's a part of the story of our communities. I think it's really great today, Robbie, that we've actually been able to have two different important narratives and stories to two communities, queer communities that aren't a part of Melbourne, but they have these works and shows that are here as a part of Midsummer. And that's something that's really exciting and really important.
Mm. Yeah, and I think the other thing that I like about the piece is we've sort of emphasised the struggle, which it was, but it's also a victory. And it's really lovely to put, one, gay activism on stage, which how rarely do you see that?
So true.
And two, it's the story of a victory, and it's the blueprint for future victories.
Absolutely.
And so we can learn from that, and we can be inspired by that.
Well, the campaign opens tonight. Are you nervous?
I was just saying to Campion outside, I've been so relaxed the entire time, and then we just had a dress rehearsal, and between that an hour and so ago and now, I'm like, oh get a bit jittery.
The nerves creeped in. Well, it's opening tonight at the Gasworks Art Park. You have to absolutely get down and see it right now. Get your tickets. Some of them have nearly sold out. I know two of the shows are nearly sold out that are happening. And then it jumps from Melbourne to Sydney with a completely different cast, I believe.
Yes, a brand new production.
Which is so exciting. So the work just doesn't stop. Get yourselves this midsummer to Gasworks Art Park and see the campaign. Thank you both so much for joining us today
on
the show.
Thank you, guys.
And good luck with tonight.
Thanks.
You're on Matt. Well, don't break a leg. Actually, I shouldn't say good luck. I should say break a leg. And don't say Macbeth. I might have to run around Joy. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.